My dear friends, today is the Sunday within the octave of the Ascension. It is also Mother's Day, so I would like to wish all of the mothers of our chapel a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. The epistle is taken from St. Peter's First Epistle, Chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins. Using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth the service to God. And these things they will do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he who is mighty hath done great things to me. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, on Holy Thursday night, our divine Savior was taken by a mob numbering over 1,000 men. A holy and learned Passionist priest, Father Père Séraphin, has described this scene for us. In his book, which I've quoted in the past, The Suffering Man Guide, Father Séraphin relies chiefly on the writings of the Father and Sacred Scripture. And he tells us that over 1,000 men came to the garden that night to seize our Lord. The majority of these men were temple guards and soldiers, but there were also priests, lawyers, scribes and Pharisees, even servants and slaves in this enormous gathering. In fact, it seemed that the entire Hebrew nation was represented by this crowd. There was not a class of Jews that failed to send a representative to see that our Lord was finally captured. And what made this band so terrible was that at their head marched one of our Lord's own apostles, the traitor Judas. The remaining 11 apostles were terrified by this crowd. They were helpless to free our Lord. They were stunned at the diabolical apostasy of Judas. And in this state of fear and helplessness, all of our Lord's closest followers abandoned him. St. Thomas, who had just a few weeks before told the rest of the apostles, "Let us also go to Jerusalem, that we may die with him," he now lacked the courage to carry out this resolution. St. Peter also fled, even though just moments before he had boldly declared, "Although all should be scandalized in thee, I will never be scandalized." And by the word scandalized, he was meaning what it literally is taken to mean, that is, a going away or a driving away from another. Our Lord had warned Peter that he also would flee, but Peter would not believe it. And he declared, "Yea, though I should die with thee, I will not deny thee." Of course, our Lord was right, and the terrors of the garden proved too much even for Peter. And thus, when our Lord allowed himself to be taken by the Jews, he was taken all alone. But our Lord would not die alone. And so it happened that one of his apostles did return. There was one apostle who found strength and courage to follow our Lord all the way to Calvary. This was his beloved apostle, John. St. John regained his faith, he found his courage, and he did this by going to the only person who had not lost faith in our Lord's divinity. He went to the Blessed Mother. All of the other apostles were terrified. Their faith was shaken. They were hiding somewhere in Jerusalem, hoping to avoid the Jewish mob. But strengthened by the help and company of Mary, St. John boldly followed his master and even stood beneath the cross for 3 hours. It was here beneath the cross of our Lord that our Lord bestowed upon his church his most precious gift. For it was here, from the height of his cross, that he instituted devotion to his own Blessed Mother. For all time, our Lord wanted his faithful children to follow St. John's example and to truly love his Blessed Mother. He wanted all those who profess the Catholic faith to go to his Blessed Mother in their hours of greatest need. And so it was in the person of St. John that our Lord gave his mother to the entire church and restored the dignity of motherhood in the church and throughout the world, the motherhood which we even celebrate today on this Mother's Day. Looking down from the cross on that first Good Friday, our Lord addressed his mother. He told her, "Woman, behold thy son." And at that moment, he actually gave her a special grace to love St. John and all members of the Catholic Church as a mother would love them. Now, naturally speaking, Our Lady, of course, could not love so many millions of souls as if she herself had brought them into the world. But our Lord gave her that special grace, and ever since that day, she loves each and every one of her children as if they were her very own. And she has never ceased to love and protect us down through the centuries. After she was given the grace to be a mother, St. John then, in the name of the whole church, was given the grace to love Mary as a son. Our Lord told St. John, "Son, behold thy mother." And at that moment, she truly became the mother of all men. With these words, "Behold thy mother," she became our mother, the mother of all faithful Catholics. Our Lord had said, "Son, behold thy mother," as if to say, "I give you a command and a command to the entire church to take Mary for thy mother. Love her as I have loved her in life. Honor her as I have always honored her. Respect and imitate her virtues, even as you place all your confidence in her." And so that day began devotion to Our Lady. It began with one frightened, terrified young man fleeing to Our Lady for courage and strength. And devotion to Our Lady will only end when the last soul receives the last grace through her hands at the end of time. Now, my dear friends, St. Bonaventure tells us that the greatest gift that can be conferred upon a creature was granted to Our Lady after she humbly accepted to become the mother of the Redeemer. This grace was that she would, in fact, become the mother of God, and there is no greater gift that can be given to any other creature. St. Albert the Great actually declared that Mary could not have been more closely united to God than she was by the divine motherhood without becoming God herself. Thus, theologians unanimously teach that after the Annunciation, Our Lady's dignity was far greater than that of any angel or any saint. That is why she sang out in her Magnificat, that "He who is mighty hath done great things to me." She realized better than anyone will ever realize just what it meant to be the mother of God. She understood this grace, and she understood that it could never be sufficiently explained. So she simply prayed, "He that is mighty hath done great things to me." And this greatness of grace, this incomprehensible dignity which God bestowed upon her, she uses to fulfill the mission which was entrusted to her at the foot of the cross. She uses all the greatness of this grace to be a true and loving mother to us, and to come to us in all of our times of need. All of us then who are in need of a grace, all of our family members or friends who may need a special grace, especially the grace of conversion, we must look confidently to Our Lady for these graces for ourselves and for our loved ones. St. John the Apostle showed us the way. When all hope was lost, when everyone was fleeing from our Lord and trying to just find safety in hiding, it was He that went to Our Lady for help. When all seemed hopeless, it was St. John who remembered how powerful the Blessed Mother is. And as a loving mother who is unmatched in her humility, she makes herself so easy to approach. All we have to do is ask for her aid. And if what we are praying for is in union with God's will, she will make sure that we receive it. We know that it is easy to approach her because of her humility, and it is easy to approach her because of her great power, which cannot fail us. Let us then, as we celebrate this Mother's Day today, confidently call upon our Blessed Mother in times of need. Let us make sure that we are living our lives in a way that is pleasing to her, our Blessed Mother. And if we have been living a life that is pleasing to her, then thank her for the grace which has most assuredly come from her hands to help us to continue to do this. If, on the other hand, we have not lived a life that would be pleasing to this Blessed Mother, let us ask her today for the help to get back into the state of sanctifying grace, to make a good confession, and to receive Holy Communion in the few short weeks left of Easter time. And of course, let us honor her by honoring our own mothers, our mothers here on earth. We must never let a day go by without praying for our mothers who gave us life and have given us so many other great graces. If we are devoted to Our Lady, not only today on Mother's Day, but throughout our entire lives, she will help and assist us as she helped St. John. She will help us to remain faithful to her divine Son, even amidst such terrible trials as were present on Calvary. And what a great grace this is, and how confident we can be in our Blessed Mother, that she will help us remain faithful. For when all is said and done, the only thing that really matters is that we save our souls and go to heaven. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.